Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Coffee with Kalipa, short format podcast. We dive into something I'm thinking about this upcoming week. Topic of conversation for today is that the PRs may fade, but the memories you make getting them will last for a lifetime. And I think this is super timely. You know, I've been in the fitness space for a long time. Since I was 15, 16, I've exposed myself to bodybuilding, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, and then obviously CrossFit. Spent a lot of time doing CrossFit. I really dedicated myself to hitting PRs, to being the fittest on earth, to winning the CrossFit games. And I have hit PRs at times that are just you know, they're moments in time that I'll never forget. You know, whether it's a clean ladder at the CrossFit games and the crowd's going crazy, or being at the CrossFit tour in New Zealand and hitting a CrossFit total, PR. Those were moments I look back and I was like, damn, that was epic. That was awesome. And those numbers aren't still there for me, right? I don't have the same clean and jerk or the same snatch, or the same back squat deadlift press that I used to have, let's just say, you know, 5-10 years ago. But it doesn't change the fact that at that moment, I worked so hard earning that confidence to go out there and go execute on it. Or maybe you're in the garage, you're in the gym right now, and you're going for a PR. Dude, that's epic. That's awesome. You know, a lot of people aren't out there chasing those goals. And so the fact that you're even out there chasing them is awesome. When you accomplish them, hopefully with other people around to set the vibe, those are memories you're always going to remember. You're probably listening to this right now and be like, dude, I remember that time I hit 500 pounds on a back squat, or I hit a 315 deadlift for the first time. Or maybe it has to do with getting your first strict pull-up. But you remember those feelings you got. And those feelings will last with you. So if you're in a funk, and you're like, dude, I'm feeling in a funk, identify some goals and go chase after it. Because when you accomplish those goals, it's all going to be worth it. It will all be worth it for the memories you'll have for the rest of your life. And then the goal is to try and stay as high, close to that PR as you possibly can. For me, they're not too far off, but they're definitely not around the corner. But for you, right, it's this idea that create goals, go out there, go set PRs, and you're going to remember that. And it's going to be worth it 100%. I assure you that if you're in that struggle right now to go get your 300-pound snatch, or if you're in that struggle right now to get your first handstand pushup, whatever it is, the more you struggle for it, the better it feels when you accomplish it. If you get something and it's just easy to get, it doesn't feel the same. But if you have to put in years or months or weeks of work, when you accomplish it, it's going to be super rewarding. I had the same experience with the CrossFit Games. You know, when I won the CrossFit Games, I had only been doing CrossFit for a little while, like a year. And so when I won, it was great, but it didn't mean nearly the same to me as when I got back on the podium in 2013 and 14. So I had so many years of work to get there that at that moment, I knew the sacrifice I made. I knew the hard work that I had put in, and it was all worth it for those experiences and for those memories. So yes, the PRs may fade, but the memories will last. So go out there, stay committed to your goals, go enjoy that experience. I know for me, looking back on my experience with the games, or in the particular, the CrossFit total, it was just one of those things, man. You look back on it, it's like, man, that was a moment in time that I'll never forget. So go seek out those moments in time you'll never forget. Keep training hard, keep getting after it. Keep checking out the other Coffee with Kalipas, and have a kick-ass week. Let's go.